Good morning, everyone. And good morning to everyone who's watching online as well. If you're watching online, write something in the comments so we know who is with us. I have some really exciting announcements. So Pastor Sam gave me the coolest announcement this morning. So our officer who is here on Wednesday nights, he's an SRO at Gaston School. It's Officer Shaneyfield. He is going to be doing a gospel singing with his family on November 6th at 6 p.m. here in our sanctuary. How cool is that? So, and I heard Jacob's going to sing with him because he goes to that school. It's going to be awesome. And today is not a normal Sunday. It's Laity Sunday, and we have the best speaker, not just in Alabama, but I would say the United States, Mark Casey. So we're all excited about that. I know, it's exciting. No pressure. Fall Fest is this Wednesday from 5 to 7. Catherine, would you raise your hand so people can see who you are? If you want to help, you can help. She needs help handing out candy from 5 to 7 at trick-or-treat tables. And she's also going to be here this Wednesday at noon to set up some of the games in the room, so you don't want to miss that. Today, all right, today is Blessing of the Animals. So you can sneak out and go pick up an animal right after service and come right back here. We'll be out there from 10 to like 10:50. Praying for people's animals, and if you have a really strange animal, Pastor Sam will pray for snakes and dinosaurs, and I will pray for dogs and cats. It's going to be great. So, but don't miss Blessing of the Animals. And even if you don't have an animal, come out and see all the animals right after service. We have Salvation Army bags at our entrances, and those Salvation Army bags, you fill them up. It has a list of what to get, and those goes to people in need for Thanksgiving. So, and that's coming a lot sooner than you think, so we need to start on those. And this is my last announcement. There is not a flower on the altar, Pastor Sam. So I was going to tell you, we have a new baby in the life of the church. My friend Shelby and Daniel Russell, they had a baby. Mason Lee Russell was born. So let's give them a big congratulations. If you see them, send them a message and be praying for them. And let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Loving God, we are so thankful that we can come together and worship this morning. We pray that you will calm our hearts and our minds and help us focus on you. We ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Would you stand and worship with us?
Amazing grace, amazing grace that far outweighs my past mistakes. Your breath became the death of shame. I'll praise you for amazing grace. Up from the grave, up from the grave, into the dark, you called my name and brought me back to life again. I rose with you up from the
into the dark.
coming soon. You're coming soon. Your promises, they all come true. God, we will fix our eyes on you, and we believe you're coming soon. Yes, we will fix our eyes on you. Your promises, they all
there's no right, great job. Great job, Silas. Y'all be seated, except for the children who are going to go with Miss Catherine to Children's Church. So don't eat all the Little Debbie snack cakes. Cause I saw like a cartload going back there for Fall Festival. There you go. All right. Yeah, I love seeing all these little munchkins fly by, don't y'all? Yeah. All right, and I love seeing you. I'm glad that you're here today. Welcome to Laity Sunday. I'm looking forward to hearing somebody preach besides me. Yeah, Allison gets to hear him preach all the time, I'll bet. Yeah, she said yes. But yes, it's good to have you. If you're worshiping with us by live stream, say hello to us. We love it when you do that. Last week, y'all, my sister was on a medical mission trip with her church to Guatemala, and she said hello to Gadsden First United Methodist Church from Guatemala. She was worshiping with us in Guatemala. Isn't that awesome? So, she's probably back home by now, but I think that's cool. It's cool that you're with us. It's cool that we can still support our church by giving online. Download our church app if you haven't already done that. You can give online. We have plates over here by each exit, and you can drop your donation there. You can donate to the Thanksgiving bags, Salvation Army Thanksgiving bags, or by the doors out here. We always fill up these brown paper grocery bags for Salvation Army for Thanksgiving. You can donate for Fall Festival, bring candy and stuff out there. If you want to help, that's even better. Because we love your support, not only your tithes and offerings, but your support by your giving and your serving. So let's pray now. Lord, thank you so much for all the ways that you bless us. Thank you for giving it all. And God, in response to your great love for us, we want to give our all. Lord, we pray as we go into a season of change and transition that you will be with us. And that you will remind us that you're always there. The God of the mountain is the God of the valley, and the God of the smooth water is the God of the storm, and you're with us every step of the way. So thank you for being a good, good Father. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
This time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation we believe. In this broken generation, when all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation, we believe. Jesus Christ, we believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion, we believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. In our weakness and temptations, we believe.
Good morning. If this goes well, my name is Mark Casey. If this does not go well, I'm Mark Condra. Another quick thing, I have to not look at my son because I used to give my dad a hard time when he was in the pulpit when I was a younger age. Give him a little of this if he went a little long. So I've already been threatened by my son if I go a little long, which I don't think you have any worries there, buddy. But I don't want to kind of block him out of there if I say a little of this. Will y'all join me, bow your heads as we go to the Lord in prayer? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful time and place we have to come and worship as a family. We appreciate the love, grace you share with us. And give us the strength to go forward and share the message and let the people see your work through us. Amen. I'm going to read some scripture from Mark 1, 2, and 3. How convenient. That's all in a row. So this is from Mark 1, 29 through 34. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever and told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick and possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. He would not prevent the demons to speak because they knew him. It's coming from Mark 2, 1 through 12. When he returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. So many gathered around that were no longer room for them, not even in front of the door. And he was speaking the word to them. Then some people came bringing to him a paralyzed man carried by four of them. And when they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And after having dug through it, they let down the mat on which the paralytic lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some of the scribes were sitting there, questioning in their hearts, "Why does this fellow speak in this way? Is it blasphemy? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" At once, Jesus perceived in his spirit that they were discussing these questions among themselves, and he said to them, "Why do you raise such question in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Stand up and take your mat and walk'? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, stand up, take your mat, and go to your home." And he stood up and immediately took the mat and went out before all of them, so that they were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Mark 3:1-5. Again, he entered the synagogue, and the man was there who had withered hands. They watched him to see whether he could cure him of the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. And he said to the man who had the withered hands, "Come forward." Then he said to them, "Is it lawful to do good or to do harm on the Sabbath, to save life or to kill?" But they were silent. He looked around them with anger. He was grieved at their hardness of hearts and said to the man, "Stretch out your hands." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So after reading these scriptures to you, do y'all see a common theme? Jesus healed his people. But do we know what happened to those people after Jesus healed them? We don't know exactly. We can only speculate. I like to think that they stayed devout followers and helped spread the word of God, because they did just have healing from Jesus that is undeniable. As we have started to heal from this disconcernment process and vote we recently had, we don't have to speculate about Gadsden First United Methodist Church. We have a chance for our future to be written now and what's coming. We have a chance to write our future and not let people speculate about our church. We can let it be known that we are followers of God, and our doors are open to everyone who needs a relationship with God for healing, for forgiveness, and for love. We need to make an effort as individuals to give grace and forgive all that may have hurt us, and reconcile and pray for the ones that we may have hurt. In order to move forward as a church, we must heal individually and together. As we move forward, we continue to grow in God's faith, grace, and forgiveness. As a church, we can first and foremost, number one, pray for our church. Pray for our staff. Pray for our conference. Pray for all our members. Pray for the ones that have left. Pray for the ones that may come. And most importantly, besides just praying, pray for our future. Secondly, we need to welcome new members that may have been hurt by their church if their church decided to disassociate and they weren't on board with that. There's many churches in the Mount Lake districts that may not stay United Methodist, but they may also be looking for a new home. This is a great way and opportunity to welcome in the people that may be looking for a new place of worship to call home. I would also like to challenge everyone to get involved in a ministry to serve. Sometimes getting out of your comfort zone is a breath of fresh air. When Sam asked me if I would be willing to get up and say the sermon on Lady Sunday, sometimes you answer before you even think about it, and sometimes you just have to do that. I'm nervous now, but I know after it's done, I will be like, wow, that was amazing. But we have many, many ministries you can serve in. All kinds. Soup kitchen, which we help feed the homeless. Clothes closet, we help clothe the homeless. Children's ministry, where we're getting the future of our church ready to take on roles as they get older and serve. Youth ministry. If y'all have been to youth on Wednesday night, just pray for the future of our church, because they are awesome, and the excitement and the energy they bring is amazing. Caring Angels, get out and be with the home, go out and visit the homebound. And also another one, we have many, but these are just a few I've brought up. And also you can support Stripling Elementary School. Fall Fest is just this next Wednesday. So I'm sure if you want to get involved as soon as then, Catherine Barnes will not turn you away. I'm excited about the future of our church, the endless possibilities to be the hands and feet of Jesus. As we continue to heal and move forward, we will grow closer to God and grow stronger as a church involved in these ministries and other ministries. We don't know where we are going, but God is leading us. Wherever we go, God will already be there. Our role to be is faithful, loving, kind, and other obedience as humanly possible. But our efforts and grace of God, by the efforts and grace of God, people will say, we have never seen anything like this. But not for the glory, but for the glory of God. Amen. Amen.
Good job. As the band comes up for our final worship song, I want to just remind everybody, if you know anything about Methodist history, Methodist Church has always been a laity-driven church. From the time that John Wesley first put preachers in a boat and sent them to America and said, offer them Christ, to the time that the circuit riders got on horseback and rode across the country, they would go in communities and establish churches. And guess who kept the church going? Guess who did the ministries of the church? It was the laity. And that's why lay speakers and lay ministers and local pastors are so important. There's more local pastors and lay supply pastors and lay speakers in North Alabama Conference than there are ordained elders. So thank you, Mark. I appreciate you saying that. And now will you stand together as we worship?
Thank you.
right, thank you. I want to thank you for being here, and I want to invite you to grab a cup of coffee, and then if you really want to have fun, go down to through the portico, exit down to the green space to the blessing of the animals. If you've never seen a preacher bless a cat, then you really need to go down there, okay? All right, let's pray. Father, it has been a blessing to be in your house this morning and to worship you. Thank you for providing everything that we need and for guiding us as we go into the future. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.